You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Very quickly, 3 weeks has passed.
在过去的三个礼拜里面，我跟于师母因为心里面有一个很重的负担，我们到亚洲去了一趟。
Because of the burden that the Lord has pressed upon our hearts, Pastor Nancy and myself, we took a trip to Asia.
虽然我们身体的状况都不应该让我们跑这一趟的。
And according to our health conditions, we should not have made this trip.
弟兄姊妹，我们对我们的骨肉之亲负有绝对的责任。
Brothers and sisters, for those who are of the same blood as us, we have a responsibility.
我们一定要祷告。
We have to pray.
我们一定要为他们祷告。
We must pray.
我们也要为着自己祷告。
We must pray for ourselves.
因为我们背后的仇敌是一样的。
Because we share the common enemy.
全是那看不见的撒旦，他永远存在，永远 against God, against God's kingdom.
It is a Satan that we cannot see with our physical eyes. He is forever.An adversary. He is forever against the kingdom of God.
没有一个家庭不 under attack.
There's not a single family that is not under attack.
没有一个教会不 under attack.
There's not a single church that's not under attack.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌用不同的方法都在偷窃、杀害和毁坏的。
The enemies use whatever schemes, whatever means possible to come to kill, to steal, and to destroy.
所以我们不管在哪里，我们都求主让我们在那个处境中做神的得胜者。
So we pray that no matter where we reside, we pray that we are, no matter where we are victorious where we are.
其实各地的挑战都是一样的，因为背后的仇敌都一样。
And I trust that all our challenges, they are of the same origin because we have the same enemy.
他用的方法不同，但是目的是一样的，就是偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
The schemes, the trickery, the ways that he implements are different, but it's the common goal to come to kill, to steal, and to destroy.
要醒过来哈。
Brothers and sisters, we need to wake up.
虽然孩子们很在乎上什么大学。
Yes, we do care about what colleges our kids go to.
虽然在职的弟兄姊妹，你们很在乎能不能留在美国。
And those of you who are visiting here in the States, you do care about whether you can make this place a residence.
但是就像我说的，不管我们上哪个学校，不管我们能不能留在美国，我们都面对同样的仇敌。
And I pray that no matter what school we attend, whether we can here stay andStay here in the United States. We share the same common enemy.
We
all need to be strengthened, gird our loins.
这么短短的将近三个礼拜，在我里面最深的感触就是觉得不能再浪费时间了。
In these short 3 weeks.What I've been compelled with is that we can no longer waste the time at hand.
因为这个征战是真实的。
Because the battles are real.
这个征战是很严肃的。
They are severe. They're solemn.
这个征战是越来越严肃的。
And it's becoming more and more severe.
弟兄姊妹都起来爱主。
Brothers, we all need to rise up to love Jesus.
真的都起来爱主。
We all need to rise up to love Jesus.
今天是母亲节。
Today is Mother's Day.
但是我们虽然很爱在座的做母亲的，但是今天聚会仍然是 God Center, right?
We love all of you who are here.Who are moms? We care about you, but we want to acknowledge today still Christ, God is center.
所以我们把对母亲的感恩，庆祝留在今天晚上。
And we reserve our thanksgiving and our celebration for all the moms to this evening.
今天晚上我们特别有一个为的斯里兰卡，一个等于是奉献的晚宴。
We want to take the opportunity tonight as an opportunity offering for the saints of Sri Lanka.
我觉得教会办这样子的事情来庆祝母亲节太有意义了。
And I think it's very meaningful for us to come and have an event like this in parallel to celebrating Mother's Day.
你可以稍微想象一下，如果我们自己是斯里兰卡受难的家庭，我们心中会有什么样子的感触？
If you can imagine that you are in the midst of Sri Lanka and you're one of the families that's come to harm.What would you be going through right now?
我们在这里有一个神家很好的传统，就是让我们的青少年、年轻人来向母亲表达感恩。
We have a wonderful tradition that we admonished those who are young, those who are children, to take this particular day and be thankful towards their moms.
不管你们多忙，我都希望不要 stop 这个 good tradition.
And no matter how busy we are, we pray that this good tradition will not come to an end.
对妈妈的感恩岂是一顿饭能够表达的
？And how can we express our thanksgiving to our mom with just this one meal？
但是我们希望为着神家，为着长远， 能够培养出真正敬虔的下一代。
But for the sake of God's house and for the sake of a very long journey, we want to raise up a next generation.
仇敌不仅仅在各种 角度来攻击神的儿女们。
But we said earlier that the enemy comes in many different ways and many different angles to attack the children of God.
我相信所有用心一点的弟兄姊妹都知道，仇敌现在一个很大的工作在我们的下一代。
And we trust, brothers and sisters, we just.Pay attention, we use our heart, we can see that the enemy's attack is on the next generation.
不管中国，不管美国，不管各地，仇敌想办法要来摧毁，要来玷污，要来影响我们的下一代。
Whether it be China, whether here in the States, we see that the enemy wants to destroy, wants to defile, wants to annihilate the next generation.
所以我们要好好为着我们的下一代，不管你有没有孩子，你都要为着我们神家的下一代祷告。
Yes, when we are, whether we have children or not,We need to begin to pray for the next generation.
为什么教会在这么忙的里面，我们还要成立赛特计划？
Why is it in the midst of already very busy ministry, busy schedule, we still want to start this ministry of Seth?
我们不是只是另外一套教学方法 ，No.
It is not just another way of teaching our kids.
我们里面看见的是长远的，看见是那场属灵征战。我们 要保护神家的下一代。
We see a marathon. We see a spiritual battle.We see that we need, have the necessity to protect and to train up the next generation.
今天早上我在那里继续默想信息的时候，我就想到一个问题。
And this morning, as I was meditating upon the words I was going to share, I came to this question.
如果今天主耶稣问我们在座的父母一个问题。
If Jesus asked all of us who are parents today this one question.
如果你只能二选一，你要选哪一个？
If you can only choose one, what would you choose?
你愿意选一个属灵的孩子，敬畏神的孩子。被神喜悦、被神祝福的孩子。
Will you choose a child that is godly, that delights the heart of the Lord, that is pleasing to His sight?
还是你喜欢一个成绩卓越、地上赚钱赚大钱、一路丰富的一个孩子？
Or will you rather choose a child that is successful from this world's perspective, that he would be able to attend a very good school, he will earn lots of money?
我相信很多人都说我两个都要。
And I trust a lot of parents would say, I want both.
我早就知道你们会这样子，所以我说二选一。
And I know most of you would say I want both, but I said you can only choose one.
你说你余弟兄，你强人所难。
And I said you would say, brother, Pastor, you're being difficult.
但是这个问题是耶稣问的。
But this question is a question that Jesus asked.
因为耶稣明明说你们不可能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
Because the Lord said it very clearly, you cannot have two masters. You cannot serve God and mammon.
只能二选一。
You can only choose one master.
弟兄姊妹，你要怎么回答这个问题？
Brothers and sisters, if you're only allowed to choose one, how would you respond?
我们看过多少地上杰出成就的孩子，但是他们不爱主，甚至正常的人际关系都没有。
And we see a lot of kids that, though they seem like they're very successful outwardly, but they don't have a very healthy character.They only care about their grades. They only care about their performance.
弟兄姊妹，我们要爱我们的孩子。
So, brothers and sisters, we need to love our kids.
让他们有永恒的价值，讨神喜悦。
That an eternal value is set in their lives, in their hearts, that they are pleased to the Lord.
给神国带来祝福。
That they would bring about a blessing into the kingdoms of God.
所以在座的不光母亲重要，父亲重要，所有神家都需要为着下一代来好好祷告。
Not only are mothers important, fathers important.But every single one of us, we are important concerning the next generation.
我们先来读一节经文。
Let's come to the scriptures together.
诗篇八十四篇五到七节。
Psalm 84, verse 5 through 7.
靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的，这人变为有福。他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷成为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福，盖满了全谷。他们行走，力上加力。个人到西安朝见神，英文读一遍。
Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion.
等大家听完全部信息就知道为什么今天取这个题目，他们经过流泪谷。
And after you hear the message today, you'll come to understand why the theme today is that they...Pass through the valley of Baca.
今天我们的信息特别要从神造女人这个荣耀的目的和女人尊贵的价值来看他们。
And today's the theme of the message today is that we want to look from God's perspective of why He created women and the importance of God's creation in women.
第一件事情
，the foremost，
所有的女人都是天父的女儿。
Every woman is a child of our Heavenly Father.
讲到这个，我心里面就有一些某种程度的不甘心。
And whenever I come to this particular phrase or term, there's a dissatisfaction in my heart.
我们瑜伽流行生儿子。
My brothers, myself, and our generation, we are accustomed to having boys.
我爷爷那代六个男的没有女的，我爸爸那一代五个男的没有女的。
My grandpa had how many? Six boys.
Yeah.
Six boys. My dad had five boys. No daughters in the family.
那我这一代六个男的没有女的。
And in my generation, again, six boys, no girls.
没想到我的下一代又是两个儿子没有女的。
And my next generation, two sons, no daughters.
现在我媳妇安慰我们，所以准备有个孙女了。
And my daughter-in-law has comforted our hearts. We're about to receive a baby girl.
这次我们在中国还跟很多人聊起来，现在养女儿比养儿子划算多了。
And we started just having this casual talk and dialogue that it is a lot more economical to raise a daughter than to raise a son.
我们有一次福音聚会来的一个做兽医的一个福音朋友。
There was a veterinarian that came to our gospel meeting.
Bible study. He was 心情非常不好。
He was just in a bad mood.
我们问他怎么了。
And we asked him what happened.
他说我天天盼望我儿子从外面回来，帮我去把后院整理好。
And every day I longed that my kid would come home, and when he comes home, he would take care of the backyard.
他说他终于要回来，我把所有的工具都准备好了。
So finally, I found out that he's coming home, so I set out all the tools for the garden.
第二天一大清早，儿子不见了。
Second morning, the morning we woke up, he was gone.
到了傍晚才回来。
And he came home at night.
不仅他不见了，所有的工具都不见了。
Not only was he gone, but all the tools were gone.
等到他回来的时候，才发现他带的工具就帮他女朋友的爸爸去弄他后院去了。
And then he found out that his son actually went to his girlfriend's house to help the future potential father-in-law to clear the backyard.
伤心啊。
And he was heartbroken.
但我们今天要强调的就是不管怎么样，女人是天父宝贵的女儿。
And no matter what, we want to emphasize that every woman is the precious daughter of God.
你说这个还要你讲吗？
You said, do you need to tell me that?
前一阵子我跟于师母读到那个 Gary Thomas, 就是讲婚姻灵修学的作者。
Not too long ago, Pastor Nancy and I were reading this book from Gary Thomas.
Sacred Marriage.
A Sacred Marriage.
他写了一个 Devotion for a Sacred Marriage.他里面提到这个神的儿女们是天父的儿子和女儿。
And in this particular devotion, he particularly mentioned that we, as men and women, we are the children, we are the sons and daughters of God.
他说有一天神突然提醒他。
He said one day God all of a sudden reminded him.
他说你的太太不仅是你的太太。
He says your wife is not only your wife.
我是你的岳父。
He says I am your father-in-law.
哇，他那天是一个新的开启。
He said that day was a revelation for him.
他从来没想到神是他的老丈人，是他岳父大人。
He never came to the realization that God was his father-in-law.
他说你们任何做爸爸妈妈的。
He said no matter...Which of you who are parents?
他说就像我一样。
You're just like me.
如果你想要惹火我的话，
If you want to anger me,
最快的方法就是你虐待我的孩子。
The quickest way is for you to treat my kids wrongly.
如果你在学校 bully 我的孩子，我决定找你算账。
If you're going to bully my kid in school, I'm going to come and deal with you.
对不对？
Is that true?
所以如果我们虐待了我们的配偶，
So if we are bringing harm to our spouse,
我们让他伤心难过，你要知道你得罪了你的丈人。
If we bring them to the point of weeping and they're broken-hearted, you realize that you have to deal with your father-in-law.
他那一天用另外一个态度去看他太太了。
So from that particular day, all of a sudden, he sees his wife from a whole new different perspective.
其实不光是这个样子。
And not only so,
神造女人是带着一个极崇高的目的和
And when God created woman, He has such high esteem, such high value.
你只要从圣经上看，当神看男人的时候，说那人独居不好。
And when you look at Scripture, God made it very clear. When He looked upon man, He says it is not good that he remains alone.
那么为什么后来神会说神看一切所造的甚好？
How did God come to the final conclusion that everything He has made was good?
从神的眼中的不好变成甚好，中间发生的一件事情。
Something happened before the statement when God says that it is not good to where God says it is good.
从不好变成甚好，中间发生的一件事情。
From not good to very good, something happened.
是什么？
What happened?
女人被造了。
Women were made.
你自己去读圣经，清清楚楚的。
Go read the scripture for yourself. It will become very clear to you.
但是有的女人有点得意忘形过度哈。
And some women, they go overboard.
他说神在造男人，发现男人身上所有的缺点在女人身上都弥补完了。
And they would say that all the shortfalls, all the mistakes that God made in creating man, they were perfected when God made women.
所以男人是不好的，女人是完美的。
And that's why men are no good, but women, they're perfect.
这是凭诗意解经。
This is the coming to interpret scripture by your own desire, your own delight.
解释过头了、
And you went beyond what God's trying to say.
神说不好是因为不是因为男人被造的不好。
When God said it is not good, it is not because he made a mistake with man.
是男人独居不好。
It is that it is not good that he would remain alone.
因为神心中有一个更崇高伟大的计划，是要借着男人女人一起才能够达到的，那个叫做圣好。
There's a greater plan, a grander plan that God cannot.Fulfilled and accomplished by man alone. It needs to be done and accomplished by man and woman.
就是神的心意是要借着男人和女人来表达基督和教会的。
The heart of God is that through man and women that he would express Christ and his church.
今天先不管你有没有结婚。
Forget about whether you're married right now.
我们至少知道神对婚姻的意念是正面的。
We know that God's attitude towards marriage is something very positive.
不仅仅希望由不好变成甚好。
Not only to go from something that is not good to very good.
啊，这是指的我们蒙福的程度来说的。
It speaks not only from the perspective of the degree by which we may be blessed.
所以神对婚姻的意念是祝福的。
So again, God's thought, God's concept towards marriage is always blessing.
但是从婚姻的目的和价值来说。
But from the purpose and the worth and the value of marriage.
那是一个非常伟大的奥秘，以弗所书告诉我们。
It's a great, great mystery that has been revealed to us through the book of Ephesians.
他说，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
And Ephesians tells us that this is the reason why man needs to leave his father and mother's home and to be joined together with his wife, and they shall be one.
以弗所书五章三十二节说。然而我是指的基督和教会说的，因为这是一个极大的奥秘。
Paul says, but I speak concerning Christ and his church, for this is a great mystery.
好，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，每一个婚姻在神的眼中都非常神圣的。
So brother and sister, every single marriage is holy in the sight of God.
好，所以弟兄们一个人他不可能做好的。
So brothers by themselves, it is not good. They cannot complete it.
所以家庭是教会的小影。
So families, our families, they are shadows of what Christ is doing.
神为什么要造女人？
Why did God need to create woman?
如果男人就可以把家 handle 好的话，神不需要造女人。
If men by themselves can handle their families, then God no longer need to create women.
有那么多的生物是什么？单性繁殖是吧？
We do see in nature that there's certain species they will propagate with just one gender, one sex.
难道神不能够造出这么多天才老爹自己生孩子自己养吗？
Cannot God also make that ability in men that men can do the same?
他就知道男人不可能做到的。
And he knows that it is insufficient, it's impossible for man to do it alone.
所以神造女人。
So God created a woman.
那么今天世界上各种哲学家、各种人，甚至那些瞧不起女人的人，都对女人有很多的定义。
And there are a lot of philosophies and particularly a lot of things of this world that.Particularly those who do not esteem women very much, they all have a definition for women.
我们根本没有兴趣去谈。我们看神圣经上怎么说，什么叫女人。
We do not want to set our eyes and our focus on their definition, but we want to come and look at God's definition for women.
我们一起来看创世纪第二章二十二节到二十四节。
Let's come to Genesis chapter 2, verse 22 through 24.
耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领她到那人跟前。那人说：“这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。因此，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。”
Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh."She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
所以，请弟兄姊妹一定要记得两件重要的事情。
But sister, we need to be reminded of these two important things.
女人是神精心杰作的创造。
And woman is the wonderful creation of God.
女人的定义叫做骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
The definition of women is the bone of my bones and the flesh of my flesh.
所以你的另外一半是神为我们预备的，而且带到我们面前来。
Your other half is what God has prepared and God has brought her to you.
你说我的太太是我在公共汽车上碰到的，不是
现在。You said, oh, I met her on a transit on the BART to work.
或者是爸爸妈妈塞给我的。
Or you say, oh, my mom and dad stuffed her to me.
但弟兄姊妹，不管你的理由是什么，你的故事是什么。
No matter what your story might be.
我们的神坐在至高者，他掌管万有。
The Lord our God, he is enthroned on high, he is in control of all.
我们还是要从心里面顺服，接受神给我们预备的这一半。
With a heart of obedience, we need to trust and receive what the Lord has prepared for us.
所以不仅仅另外一半是神为我们预备的，我们要珍惜它。
Not only the other half is what the Lord has prepared for us, and we need to treasure her.
不仅仅另外一半是神的女儿，我们要尊重我们的岳父，好好爱她。
Not only is she the daughter of God, that you need to respect your father-in-law, that you will love her.
她进到我们的婚姻中是要跟我合一，成为一位，这是指的基督和教会说的。
She is enter into marriage, that she and I will become one.This is concerning Christ and His church.
这是绝对的一，不能有任何掺杂。
This is an absolute one that cannot have any other things that come into it.
这是完整的一，是绝对不能分离的。
It's complete. It's holistic. It cannot be ever separated.
基督和教会甚至用身体来比喻，头跟身体分开来就是进入死亡。
Christ and His church is represented as a whole in His body.That whenever the head and the body is separated, we know there's death.
所以它不仅仅是绝对的一，它是完整的一，而且是只有在基督里才可能达到的一。
It is an absolute oneness. It is a whole. It is complete, and it can only be accomplished when it is in Christ.
一加一能够等于一。
When one plus one equals one,
是只有在基督里才能达到的。
That can only happen when it is in Christ.
就是我的一跟他的一都在基督里舍己，不再是我。然后基督才出现的。
And it's that my one and her one, when we are added together, when we deny ourselves, no longer I, no longer her, but Christ alone.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要把它当道理，我们真的希望主帮助我们。
But this is how I pray that these are not simply doctrines to us, but they become reality in our lives.
所以圣经告诉我们，爱妻子就是爱自己了。
And so the scripture tells us, when you love your wife, you love yourselves.
我身为弟兄，我知道，至少在我里面，我觉得男人比较自私，在我们家是这个样子。
I'm a brother, and I say from my own experience, I would say that in general, brothers, we are more selfish. It is true in my family.
真的，身为母亲，她就是比较有牺牲的爱。就是舍己。
As women who are moms, they have the sacrificial love. It is innate in their hearts.
但是弟兄姊妹，只有当我们真正肯舍己的时候，我们才可能在主的面前活出神造夫妻、设立婚姻的目的和价值。
Only are we willing to deny ourselves, can we live out the value and the truth as why God created marriage?
我相信在座每一个家，甚至每一个男人。可能都对我们的妻子有很多很多的亏欠。
And I trust that every family, every husband here, we will come to acknowledge that we fall short concerning our wives.
真的是辛苦他们。
And we really did trouble them quite a bit.
但是神借着我们的姊妹来帮助我们。
But the Lord truly has helped us through our wives.
让我们认识自己。
That we come to know who we are.
让我们接受神为我们所预备的。来祝福我们
that we come and receive what God has prepared for us, that we would be blessed.
这是姊妹的第一个最重要的事情，在婚姻里，不管你有没有进入婚姻，男人跟女人表明了基督和教会。
And again, whether you are in marriage or you're not in marriage yet, this is what marriage is all about. It speaks of Christ and His church.
第二件事情是为着神家养育下一代。
And secondly, it is for the purpose of raising up the next generation for the house of God.
这是另外一件大事情。
And this is another great matter in the eyes of God.
所以女人这个属天的价值在神的眼中远超过我们男人所能明白的。
The heavenly worth of women in the eyes of God surpasses, I dare to say, what we men can comprehend.
大概将近十年前，我忘记是哪一年了，我到香港去。
About 10 years ago, roughly 10 years ago, I took a trip to Hong Kong.
弟兄姊妹跟我说，香港最近刚刚发生了一件惨案。
And our brother and sister told me that there was a tragedy that just recently happened.
一个十几岁的孩子把他的妈妈跟他的 sister， 大概是他妹妹，杀掉了。
A girl killed her own mom and her own sister.
然后他被抓的时候还一副不肯悔改那样子的，认为自己有理。他说，这个世界不需要这么多没有用的人。
And when she was captured, she was very defiant. She said that this world has no need of all these useless people.
我真的不知道人怎么会良心残忍，堕落残忍到这种地步。
I don't know how humanity could fall to the state where conscience would fall to such a state.
杀了自己的母亲和妹妹，才仍然认为他做了一件对事情，因为世界上不需要这么多没有用的人。
And having killed her own mom and her own sister, she would have such a statement that the world is no need of such people.
弟兄姊妹，我们圣经上神对孝顺父母的要求非常高的。
The scripture has very, very high requirements concerning us honoring our parents.
我常常跟很多不信主的父母讲，我说没有一个宗教，没有一个国家像基督教对孝顺父母这么重视的。
There is no culture, there is no country, there is no religion that puts the emphasis on the degree as what God puts concerning us honoring our parents.
你在什么地方可以找到一个要求说，凡咒骂父母的要治死他？
Where do you find anywhere in the world that if you would curse your parents, you need to be put to death?
多少孩子们咒诅父母，对不对？
And how many kids have cursed their parents?
尤其爸爸妈妈管教的时候，我们背对着里面，心里面在 curse。
Particularly when we are being disciplined, when we turn our face from them, we may not say a word, but we are cursing in our hearts.
在神的眼中是要致死的。
In the eyes of God, that is to be stoned to death.
所以我们里面属灵光景不好，我们不能够正常，都是因为父母亲跟父母之间的关系出问题，常常是这样的。
And I know that a lot of times that we are not at a place where we are healthy.A right relationship is because we have a problem with our parents.
所以做父母的一个很重要的使命就是为神养育下一代。
And a very important commission for us who are parents is to raise up the next generation, our children, for the Lord.
而不是为了法老养育下一代。
It is not to raise the next generation for Pharaoh.
不是为了撒旦养育下一代。
It is not to raise our next generation for Satan.
所以弟兄姊妹，上我求求大家要在乎孩子的属灵情形了。
So brother and sister, I beg of you, you need to care about the spiritual condition of your children.
我这次在中国坐飞机，飞机降落在地上滑行的时候，三个孩子在走道上跑来跑去。
And as we were landing in China, as the plane was landing, there were three small kids that were just running along in the aisles on the plane.
妈妈好像不管一样，空中小姐也管不住他们。
The parents seems to have no control over these kids, and the flight attendants had no control over them.
我不晓得是不是中国的孩子们有特殊的受照。
And I don't know if children in China have a particular development.
你不太会看见外国的孩子会这个样子的。
You do not see children from other countries that would do such a thing.
我觉得中国的父母在养育孩子上，我们要回到圣经上来。
I was admonished again, us who are Chinese parents, we need to come back to the scripture.
圣经上说，你不忍心管教孩子的，就是恨他。
And the scripture says that if you do not discipline your children, then you actually hate your children.
你真的爱你的孩子是随时管教的。
If you love your children, you discipline them at all times.
神说，你们做儿女的要顺服你们的父母。这是理所当然的，也是神所喜悦的。
The children obey your parents because this is what is reasonable for you to do and is what's pleasing unto the Lord.
所以母亲在这里扮演的一个帮助父亲一起来养育下一代。
So moms, they have a role where they come along with the side of the fathers that they would raise their next generation together.
我们读诗篇127篇三到五节。
Psalm 127 verse 3 to 5.
儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。少年时所生的儿女，好像勇士手中的剑，剑带充满的人变为有福。他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候，必不至于羞愧。
Behold, children are the heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward, like arrows in the hands of a warrior. So are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed. but shall speak with the enemies in the gates.
我们看见神赐给我们儿女两个重要的目的。
And we see the two important aspects that's why children were given to us.
一个的确是神祝福我们给我们的产业。
For one, it is a heritage from the Lord, a blessing from God.
我们相信从儿女的身上我们得到很多的快乐。
And we trust and we know that from our children we receive a lot of joy.
我们享受他们整个成长的过程。
And we delight in watching them grow up.
但是不要忘了，一方面是神的祝福。
But do not forget, on the one hand, it is the blessing.
神特别给的产业
It is God's heritage to us.
另外一方面神托付我们要为神养育下一代
On the other aspect, God has entrusted us that we will raise that generation.
为的是对付神的仇敌
For the sake to go face to face with the enemies of God.
不是对付你的仇敌
Not your enemies.
中国人好像很喜欢攀比
A lot of Chinese, we like to compare.
不是为了跟你的邻居、跟你的同事攀比，为了对付他。你看我儿子上 MIT, 你根本只是上这个学校。
And we have the tendency, we don't want to get into the tendency of competing with your neighbors or relatives. Look, my son went to MIT, and your son and daughters just went to such and such a school.
是为了在神手中成为利剑，为了对付仇敌。
But for the purpose that they may be arrows in your quivers concerning the enemies of God.
是给神家、神国带来祝福的。
But they would bring about a blessing into the kingdom of God.
让我们在仇敌面前不至于羞愧的。
That we will not be ashamed when we stand before our enemy.
你看哈拿养个撒母耳，给全国带来神家全就以色列就回转归向神。
Hannah raised Samuel.And because of Samuel, the entire nation of Israel turned towards the Lord.
你看 John Wesley 跟 Charlie Wesley 的妈妈 Susanna 生了19个孩子。
Susanna, John, and Charles Wesley, they had 19 kids.
八个幼年就死掉了，留下11个。
8 of them died in their infancy, and there are the 11 that were left behind.
他们每一个孩子都会花单独的时间陪他们。在灵修上，在属灵上。
And we know that it is for her customarily that every single child she will have private time with them concerning their spiritual well-being and growth.
为神家培养了这么两个贵重的器皿，把整个英国堕落的局面给转过来。
And she has raised these two wonderful sons that had turned the tide for the entire nation of England.
也给教会带来祝福。
It's brought about a tremendous blessing for the Church of God.
姊妹们啊，你们宝贵啊。
Sisters, you are precious.
不仅是神宝贵的女儿。
Not only are the precious daughter in the eyes of God.
神特别造你们是带着荣耀的目的，属天的价值。
But God has created you with a wonderful and glorious purpose.
和你的弟兄一起来做见证。
That with your brother, with your husband, that together you guys would testify.
和你的弟兄一起来为神家养育贵重的器皿。
That together you would raise up this the precious generation that is to come.
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus?If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.